And this is an item from The Guardian. On the EU referendum, all EU states oppose David Cameron's freeze on migrant benefits. By Ian Traynor in Brussels. PM under pressure to back down on plan to stop non-British EU citizens from claiming in-work benefits for 4 years. Resistance to David Cameron's proposed four-year freeze on in-work benefits for non-British EU citizens is now total across the other 27 countries. A view has crystallised in Brussels that the British Prime Minister will need to climb down on the welfare issue if he wants a deal by February. While Cameron is in a hurry to finalise an agreement to be put to a referendum, other key governments, including Germany, do not want to be rushed. Cameron, according to a senior source in Brussels, has to adapt his position to reality on the welfare row. All the legal experts say this is not feasible, the source said. Everyone we consult tells us the same thing. This is the most critical point. There will be no deal next week. Donald Tusk, the President of the European Council, who will chair next week's EU summit and is in charge of British negotiations, told MEPs on Wednesday that all the other 27 EU member states were against granting the British the right to curb in-work benefits for EU migrants only. Cameron has suffered a series of setbacks at the hands of the Europeans over the past week. The latest came on Thursday, when the Polish Prime Minister said Warsaw did not see eye to eye with the UK over plans to restrict access to in-work benefits. Tusk told The Guardian last week that Cameron wanted to force a quick overall agreement at next week's summit. Tusk also warned the Prime Minister of very, very clear risks of failure. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, then called Cameron and told him a quick deal for next week was not achievable. Cameron climbed down and all sides now talk of concluding the negotiations at another summit in February. Merkel is said to have made the German position very clear to Cameron and is also in no hurry to strike a deal. The British have made it plain to their negotiating partners in Brussels that February is a deadline for Cameron, if he is to be able to call a referendum for next summer, said to be his preferred route. February is an option, said a senior source, but doesn't need to be done then. The time is in the hands of the British. They have to decide this, not us.